Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Brought it up. Exactly. This better be the messenger. This better be like Stefania Bell. Final hour. Power hour. You better, you bet. On the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos. Femi Abebefe. Pineapple Morales. And you. Power hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Tyler, serious question. Who is better at his respective job? You at yours or Jake at his?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I'm going to be honest. This week, I'll give it to Jake. He's been pretty good, except, you know, Michael Jordan.
So why should you win my money then?
Yeah, and
why
then it's
you
over.
Win the money if Jake's better than you?
It's over. Yeah,
because the week's not over for me, yeah? The injury reports could change everything. Right now, he's been better. But, I mean, I'm telling you, when you hear about these guys coming off IR, things might change.
It sounded like Jake, a concession speech to me.
Jake, your thoughts?
I mean, that sounded like concession to me. I don't know. Listen, but also, why do we got to split hairs between two beautiful, talented men? We don't have to throw stones here, except, you know, zip it, Morales.
Well, the problem is that someone has to win and someone doesn't win, unfortunately. Jake, what did you think of my descriptor of Tyler being a pineapple producing the show this past Sunday?
It was a choice. It was a choice of a fruit of all time. I enjoyed it. I used it in the chat that people can't see, so that's only privy to us. But, you know, I thought it was good enough that I reused it.
I think I want to, like, get a pineapple and, like, draw, like, eyes and, like, a mouth on the pineapple. And just, like, and that could be, like, man. Like, that's Tyler. Good old.
Or pineapple of the week.
Good old pineapple. Morales. Oh, that's actually a good idea.
It's like, win Nick Costas' money and then pineapple
the
worst of the week.
The worst member of the crew is pineapple. Is the pineapple of the week. It's just like, I mean, to be fair, there are times when, like, I'll call for Bill Zimmerman and, like, he just doesn't respond. Like, he's the pineapple in that moment, right? Just like inanimate.
Is Bill with us? And there's always like a 2 second silence, and then he pops up, and I'm just like, is he here? Is he not here? What's happening?
What do you think he's doing in that moment?
I'm hoping he's on Slack. I'll say this. We once heard another radio show that came on these airwaves.
Yeah, he was listening. He was listening to Mad Dog Russo, who he used to produce for. Like, he has Stockholm Syndrome.
So I don't know if he's still doing that, or maybe he's writing his Bears banter columns. I know he does a lot of stuff there with Bears Banter, awesome Chicago Bears podcast.
I don't know. So Bill was definitely, like, last year, was definitely doing work for Bears Banter during the show. He was like, there was one show where, like we were having, like, a cataclysm off air. And, like, Bill wasn't responding. And then all of a sudden, here was a tweet, like, how Matt Eberflus butchered the end-of-game situation. And why Caleb Williams needs to be better throwing the ball down the field. My column, colon.
So you start turning notifications on just to make sure he's staying on task?
Honestly, yes. Should there be a limit of how many tweets Bill gets to send out about the Bears while You Better You Bet? Bill, pop on here. Bill, are you here, first of all?
I waited intentionally there because you know I'm there because I'm in the chat.
Bill, how many times a day? And like just remember, like, it's public domain. We can look. How many times a day from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern do you tweet about the Chicago Bears while you're executive producing a very popular sports radio show and podcast?
I mean, each day, I don't know. I mean, sometimes it might be 3 or 4. Sometimes it's 0. It just kind of depends. And usually it's just like a retweet from like news items that come through.
On average.
But yeah, I'd say a couple, 3.
Like today, for instance, like a busy news day for the Bears. Kyler Gordon ruled out. Tyler Stevenson.
Let's go to Bill's like, Twitter account. Like,
today's a newsy day in Chicago with the Bears. So.
Okay, here's
let's Bill see what T. We, Zimmerman. Let's see what we did here.
Also,
did I do anything
I just
today?
Think
I don't even
worth
know.
Noting that in Bill's Twitter handle. Senior executive producer, Odyssey, BetMGM, BetMGM Network, You Better, You Bet's Last.
It's the pinned tweeter is NFL. Nick.
The pinned tweet is his NFL season predictions.
They're terrible. Don't look at them.
Should we run through those?
Colts really, like 4-13 or something.
There aren't that many tweets. There aren't that many tweets. Well, how about this? Okay. So 3 days ago. 5:46 p.m. Eastern. So what day is that 3 days ago? Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tuesday.
Okay, so Tuesday at 5:40, what was that? What were we doing Tuesday at 5:40? Do we have a guest?
That might be guest territory. I don't know. I can pull this up here real quick. Tuesday, it was
December. Yeah.
October 21st, correct? That's what we're looking at here?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, let's pull this up. All right. October 21st, 5:40.
Bill doesn't know, of course.
In the rundown.
Producer of the show.
That was NBA season predictions is what we had slotted in there for the rundown.
Well, while you and I were doing whatever we were doing in that segment, Bill decided to tweet Velas Jones with an Undertaker gif.
As I was telling you on the Philadelphia 76ers. Here I am making an impassioned speech about Sixers to win the Eastern Conference.
Here's a good one. So this is Wednesday, right after we went off the air. Bill tags Waddle and Sylvie, who I believe work for Odyssey's competition in Chicago.
Yes, they do. Love Sylvie. Great guy.
Okay, I think I need to call myself out here. I kind of like just snitched, right? It was for a joke, but it was kind of a snitch, right?
Yeah, it was a little bit dry snitching.
It was.
As the kids say.
It was. I. That was a snitch. It was funny, but it was a snitch. Okay. So
it was hilarious.
Yes. Like here. Like let's. Bill. What's Veasan have to say right now?
What do you mean? Jeez. Oh, Nicholas.
Tyler, how many times per day do you think Bill should be allowed to tweet during the show about the Bears or otherwise?
I think a couple times is good. 2 to 3. If he doesn't throw in the break, what's the issue?
I don't know. I don't know why I asked Tyler any questions about anything ever. Like, honestly, I should have asked the pineapple. No response would have been better. Just like silence would have been better than that answer. Yes, let our executive producer tweet about nonsense during the show that has nothing to do with You Better, You Bet. Okay.
Look, if Tom Hanks can talk to a volleyball for an hour, Nick, I think you could pull off a radio show with a pineapple. I think you could do it. I think we should try.
Honestly, I do it every Sunday for 2 hours during Countdown to Kickoff when we're off air. I mean, it's usually, honestly, it's really just, it's the last segment of the first hour. So we go to break at 11:36 a.m. Eastern, right, on Sunday morning. And the actives and inactives come in. And I immediately, I'm like feverishly, I'm writing, I'm searching. And if I don't ask, like, hey, Tyler, like, what's happening? Then you can hear he turns his microphone on, and this is what you hear. Like the mad dash. Coming right up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, listen. Like,
I got it for
like,
you.
To paraphrase Vito Spadafore, when he got caught at that bar doing something he shouldn't have been doing at the time, he said, it's just a joke. Guys, it's just a bit. It's just a bit. Jay, can we please redrop the dope-ass beat? You better you bet on this Friday. And Femi, how are you betting game one of the World Series tonight with the Dodgers and the Blue Jays?
So I am betting... yes. So I'm betting the Dodgers series price. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I don't know what's going to happen. Whatever happens tonight, I'll be betting the opposite in game two. That's my strategy. So, like, if the Dodgers win tonight, I'll probably bet the Blue Jays game two. The Blue Jays win tonight, I'm definitely betting the Dodgers in game two. But the way I want to bet this series is Dodgers laying 2.5 games on the series spread, plus 170. You can go under 5.5 games, but I don't think you need to do that because if it goes that quick, I think it's going to be the Dodgers that are getting it done. I would be stunned beyond belief if the Blue Jays won this in four or in five. So Dodgers laying 2.5 games on the series spread. I think the Dodgers get it done. Maybe they sweep, but I think at least in five. And they split this Toronto game one and game two, and they win all three in L.A. next week.
You think Toronto will win a game at home, and then the Dodgers will take care of business from there in Los Angeles?
I do, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked by a sweep, of course, as I'm laying 2.5 games in the spread. But I think Toronto wins one of these games.
Let's throw an alley-oop here and see if our friend Jake can finish it. Jake, I'm sure you have some props for tonight's game. What do you have for us?
Yeah, so I said this earlier in the show. Blake Snell, 12-plus Ks, is 35-1. Anyone think that's right? A guy who has gone 9-9-10 in three postseason starts already? Oh, by the way, the Dodgers are down Alex Vesia, one of their key relievers, so Snell's leash will probably be pretty long in this one. Also, he's a strikeout artist. I know I do the bit that he stinks. The dude can strike people out. He only needs 5 or 6 innings to get this. At a huge number, I think it's way wrong, so I like that. I like George Springer over 1.5 total bases. I know those kind of contradict, but hey, give up a couple hits here and there. And then I also like the first three under 1.5 at plus money because I think first time through the lineup in a big-time pressure spot, I think both these lineups will be a little tight.
I just like the tension, like the anxiety that I felt when I threw to Jake to see, like, will the microphone will be turned on in time was worth the price of admission. Jake, that 35-1 bet on Blake Snell to throw 12 strikeouts or more, how'd you like a free $20 bet with Nick Costos' money?
Ooh.
I'd have to flip a coin because it'd be between that or 30-1 Max Muncy World Series MVP.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got it, Jake. It's over.
No.
Jake Asan has won Nick Costos' money this week. Jake can expect a Venmo payment at the end of the show. It's done. It is
Carter.
Did
the
I
dunk contest.
Tyler,
it's over.
Tyler, did I ever send you the $20 last week for Mike Brown or no? I might not have.
No, but it's all good, dude.
That's really not, honestly, like, it's really not good. It's a bad job.
It's fine.
Yeah,
that's like,
yeah, you got to tap the chest on that one.
Yeah. I'm the pineapple. Like, send the Venmo. Yes. Like, I'm just staring straight ahead. I'm going to do that during the break. That's my bad. I literally just realized just now. All right. College football bets for the weekend. Femi, we can get started here. We can finish it on the other side. Lay it out for us here. Mike Brown is a beautiful graphic slate. What do you have for us this weekend in college football?
I'm going to take South Carolina plus 12. This is one of those spots, as we discuss spots in college football, where Kalen DeBoer's teams tend to disappoint. I don't think that Alabama is going to lose the game, but I think this is going to be closer than people think. Like, DeBoer, close spread, big-time opponent, that's when you want to bet him. Now, with no with high expectations against a team that's a very inferior opponent, this is when you want to run away from Kalen DeBoer's teams. Like, think about the Florida State game opening day when they got waxed by FSU and how bad that team has been since then. So I think South Carolina keeps the game competitive. Maybe Bama wins by a touchdown. Maybe they win by 10, but that's good enough to get you home at plus 12. I'm also going to bet plus 3 with Mizzou. I didn't think I was going to bet this game because I thought we were going to hang out at 2.5 this whole time. Now that you're giving me the full 3, it's getting a little bit too crazy with this Pavia love and the game days there. Vandy's never had these kinds of expectations. Can they outperform those expectations? I'll at least pay to see it. So give me Mizzou at plus 3. Call me the Joker. Call me lazy. I'm laying 2.5 with Iowa. Loved BYU last week in the Holy War, plus 4. They win the game outright. This is an emotional letdown for BYU. It's like, hey, we're all high. Now we're a little bit hungover. The hangover spot, as we like to call it. Iowa State takes care of business and wins by a field goal at home against the Cougars. I'll also take plus 7.5 with Mississippi State against Texas, because I don't think Texas's offense should be laying this kind of points against any SEC opponent. And then finally, I'm backing our guy Joey K. Give me Michigan State plus 14.5. Michigan has not been good on the road. Bryce Underwood at home, very comfortable on the road against a rival. No, he should not be laying more than 2 touchdowns. So I'll take 14 and a hook with Sparty Party tomorrow night.
I really want to bet Texas. Like, to lay the points.
You think
Texas is going to lose?
No, I think they'll win like a close, ugly game. Their defense is too good. I don't think they'll lose, but I think the Texas by like 4, Texas by 6.
Colin, we saw the Kentucky game last week. Because I like an Alabama, Iowa State, Texas money line parlay plus 180 at BetMGM.
He made a very compelling case for BYU. I will just be on the other side.
All right. I do like Texas. Speaking of spots, has there ever been a better buy low spot in the history of college football than LSU plus the points this weekend against A&M?
Yeah. It's LSU or pass. I'm passing, but I understand.
You don't want to buy low?
I don't know. The vibes are horrendous, which is why it's a buy low. But if I'll buy at 3.
I don't know if we're going to get to. I think we're going to go to 2. On the other side, the rest of my college football bets, and Femi and I will start breaking down week 8 in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.